Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
When we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are no longer an earthly being trying to get into heaven. We are a heavenly being living in the earth. And in this hour, God is raising up a people who are living in the realm of the supernatural. They're living in the realm of revelation, hearing His voice, understanding His mysteries, doing His work, supernatural activities. And so today, on today's program, we're going to talk about the lifestyle of a prophet, or we could even call it the lifestyle of a supernatural believer, which is you. And we have a special guest with us today, Dr. James Gall, the author of this book. And congratulations on the book. This is a wonderful piece of blessing for the body of Christ. And it actually won an award too, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I was really surprised. And just this last few months, in one of my period of a dark time, I was given an amazing blessing. You know, light shines in darkness.
Right.
I heard that somewhere. Okay, and so I received word that this received the award as the best charismatic book of the year.
Awesome.
I'm talking internationally. And there was a reason why this lifestyle of the prophet was chosen. They had three different criteria that they were looking for in the plethora of books that would hit this particular category. They wanted, one, to be biblically accurate. They wanted it to be historically accurate. And three, they wanted it to promote godly character.
And I love that.
Isn't that awesome?
I just love it because, you know, there's been a flow of the supernatural for probably over 25 years, a real emphasis on it now.
Right.
But, you know, not all of it has been supported by good, strong biblical foundation. Mm-hmm. And I know for us at XP, and especially with you at Encounters Network, this is very, very important that it's founded on the Word.
That's right.
Because there's so many places we can go in God, exploring His heart, His ways,
it's awesome.
And that, but it needs to be founded in the Word. So
for
a publisher to say, you know, we want, you know, the criteria for this best book to be based on biblical foundation, historical foundation, and also, you know, and I know that it was chosen because it's applicable for supernatural lifestyle,
too.
Oh,
for sure it is.
For sure.
And it is written in a very distinct style. Maybe that's one of the other reasons, because it's I don't even call them chapters. They're readings.
Right.
They're 21 readings, because it takes 21 days to develop a new habit or pattern. So it's a 21-day journey to embracing your calling. So you don't have to be a prophet, because we're all called in Jesus to be the prophetic church.
Exactly.
So this is for all of you, and I just give honor and glory and thanks to God for this amazing, shocking surprise of this book receiving the best charismatic book of the year. But here's some of the distinctions. I wrote it, it's 21 readings. So the first week centers around the lifestyle of intimacy. And so I picked John the Beloved, who laid his head upon the chest of the Messiah, Jesus. And then I take us on day 8, and I do a study of the life of Joseph. So it's the lifestyle of learned wisdom. And then, number 3, then on day 15 through 21, I take us into the lifestyle of the spirit of revelation, and there I wanted to pick a real juicy one, you know? So I picked Ezekiel.
Right.
Because, I mean, that one's like, yes!
Don't you love the book of Ezekiel?
Oh, it's amazing.
Right from the very first chapter, you know, there's no introduction, it's just kaboom.
Yeah, there it is, like bam!
Yeah, just right into
it's awesome.
Just major vision.
It is.
It's awesome. Well, congratulations and thank you. You know, on behalf of the body of Christ,
thank you
for these contributions. You're an amazing author, teacher, and extremely prophetic. And what I want to do now is, because it's bubbling up in me, yeah, I cannot shut it down right now. But over the last 24 hours, anyway, since you came in to do our experience night last night, we have been chatting about this whole thing about divine intelligence and how God, and you know, we're speaking this prophetically right now, is that there is an outpouring of the Spirit. God is opening up something right now to the body that is allowing us to have this knower sense of what he is saying. There will be witty inventions. There will be downloads of understanding that you know, we won't even know how we got it. When people will say, how did you know that? We're just going to say, well, we just knew it because God revealed it.
Medical breakthroughs.
Exactly. And technical understanding. I believe that government leaders, when they come under this special unction of the Spirit, when they get this mind of Christ and the understanding, that they'll have solutions for international problems, global problems. Mm-hmm. And this is the level of the prophetic that is coming into the earth.
It is.
And, you know, our friend Sean Bolts, we both know him.
Amazing.
But he's been getting, you know, he had an angelic visitation earlier this year. And since that time, he's been getting these extreme words of knowledge. But when I was having dinner with him one night, he described them. He said, well, it's kind of not even like a word of knowledge. It's like
not.
I just
it's a
know.
Different realm.
And he was explaining exactly what you were talking about last night. It's like divine intelligence, and he just knows their numbers, their names,
their
situations that they've just been through, where they're going. And he says, but it's not coming like a normal, because he's a prophet.
No, I know.
It's not coming like a normal word of knowledge. It's coming differently. It's coming in a knowing.
That's
and that's what you were describing to me last night.
It is. Now, a year ago, just to put a little background on that, a year ago on the Day of Atonement in 2013, I had two dreams that night that were both about this particular gentleman that we're referring to, who lives in Southern California, Sean. He was one of my students back years ago when he was 18 years old at the Grace Training Center in Kansas City. But I had two dreams on the Day of Atonement. Now, in Jewish understandings, that's the most holy day. And in these dreams, I saw myself, it was, you know, symbolic, but it literally did happen, laying hands on him. And the voice of the Holy Spirit came to me and said the following. I mean, I wake up out of the dreams. The external audible voice of the Lord was in my bedroom and said this. The seeds of the prophets and the seers of the generations past have now come into fruition. Therefore, I will release again a detailed gift of a word of knowledge that will release a culture. It was the word culture, a culture of the fear of the Lord, a fear of the Lord, awe and wonder.
Wow.
And so Sean is like a breaker for us. It's just and it's not only necessarily just centered around him. He's like a prototype because he said also it was going to be the joining of the generations. And he was like signifying that there are new fathers and mothers in this next generation that are emerging. And that my generation, our job was to empower them for them to go forth now. Now that it's about all of us, folks.
All of
so
us.
Listen to this. Listen to this word again. I will release once again because the seeds of the prophets and the seers 40 years ago and 30 years ago have now come into fruition. Therefore, I will release again a detailed word of knowledge that will create a culture of the fear of the Lord, awe, and wonder.
Wow.
That sounds like 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when mysteries of the heart are revealed. And what happens?
Yeah, and then people acknowledge that God is in your midst.
That God is in their midst. Because what? It is not just learned knowledge. It's divine intelligence.
And the Bible says that we have the mind of Christ. Right. And in another program, one time, we referred to, in Daniel chapter 1, where the Babylonian government was actually looking for Hebrew boys that were endowed with a supernatural ability to know wisdom and understanding. It says they were looking for a youth in whom was no defect, who were good looking, showing intelligence
in
every branch of wisdom, endowed with understanding and discerning knowledge.
Right.
And then it goes on in verse 17.
Now, verse 17 is where we need to land.
They found the four young men. And it says, God gave them knowledge and intelligence in every branch of literature and wisdom.
Now it says, what? How did they get it? It says, God gave them knowledge in every branch of literature.
Yeah.
And he gave them not just knowledge, he gave them intelligence.
Intelligence.
And so sometimes I wordsmith a little bit. And it's just like in one of the other programs, I use the terminology divine redemptive interpretation. So I've got this like thing it's like circulating around on the inside of me. And it's just like it's divine intelligence. I remember some years ago when this was happening with me, and I'd spent 90 days where for 6 to 12 hours a day, I prayed in the gift of tongues. And in that period of time, I would have like, they weren't dreams. It was just it was another realm. And I would have thoughts that would circulate through my mind. Eight phrases circulated through my mind would just float through there, float through my mind. And then ultimately, the one that stuck in me was fire on the altar. That was how I got the message.
Wow.
That started me in all my writing career, that the fire shall be kept burning continually in the altar, and it's to never go out of Leviticus chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. How did that happen? Divine intelligence.
Wow.
It just circulated, fire on the altar. It circulated on the inside of me. And I'm just saying what goes around comes around, and we're in another season, but it's another heightened season. And I just speak it again just over the political realm, and we just prophesy it. And I see someone right now writing like a modern-day Handel's Messiah. I see someone coming under a orchestration, a type Holy Spirit anointing that's going to bring forth, as it was in times past, symphonies and orchestras that even kings and the leaders of the world are going to stand in the presence because they are going to know that man did not just do this themselves.
Wow. You know, I guarantee you with every unction of prophetic authority and witness that I have in me right now, that this divine intelligence is being broken open by the Spirit of God right now, and it's for every believer to receive when you're postured right. This knowledge of witty inventions, the understanding of things that you have no way to know them. It's just all of a sudden you're going to know them. It could be learning an instrument or being able to paint or coming up with technology or medical discoveries. It is going to just go kaboom. I mean, you're going to see levels of the prophetic like never before. But are we ready to carry such a thing?
Yeah.
Is our character ready to support it? After this break, we're going to talk about that.
Are you called as a prophet? Lifestyle of a Prophet by James Gall is a unique, hands-on 21-day guide that will lead you into the heart of the prophetic calling, help you cooperate with heaven, and enable you to hear and speak God's voice clearly. To receive this book for $16 plus shipping, call 866-980-5464 and mention television offer number 334. Go online to patriciaking.com or text BLESS to 42828. Order today.
James Gall, when we know prophetically that God is offering us an invitation to enter into what we would term divine intelligence, which is, I think, beyond just a word of knowledge or, you know, one of the gifts of the Spirit, it's actually engaging in the mind of Christ, understanding his ways and understanding the mysteries. Obviously, we have to have impeccable character, because if we don't, we could blow the whole earth up, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what your book is about, really. It's about the maturing process and the things to lay hold of to prepare us to walk in this. So can you share a little bit with us about what it takes to prepare to carry such a mantle?
Yes, I'll direct us to the book. I want to say that we're all works in process. And I want to say that any good thing comes by grace. Mm-hmm. It all comes by grace.
Yeah.
But I also want to say, picking up your cross daily and following him did not end with Jesus.
Come on.
It is apostolic teaching of the Gospels of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's as important today, if not even more, as it was when Jesus first said Amen. Those words. One of my older friend mentors that's still alive used to say a phrase that marked me. He said, "I have splinters in my lips." And I'm like, what in the world are you talking about?
He was kissing the cross.
You got it.
He loved, I know those splinters.
He loved kissing the cross. Yeah. And you do yeah. know that realm. And I want to say, I love the cross of Jesus.
Yes, I do too.
I love the cross of Jesus. And I've been through some circumstances that have been rather intense. I could have taken my hand off the plow.
Yeah.
But Jesus said something. He said, when you put your hand to the plow, he said, don't take it off. In fact, don't look over your shoulder. Well, that's a whole other one. Because sometimes we're really all tempted, like, quit. But sometimes not only that, we're tempted to go, well, the best is back there. No, we got to keep our hand on the plow. Mm-hmm. We got to keep looking straight ahead. And we have to engraft within us that all things work together for good. And I got to tell you something, folks. You got to embrace your now season. Mm-hmm. And if your now season is a dry season, embrace it. Mm-hmm. If your now season is a season of hiddenness, embrace it. If your now season is a time of favor, embrace it. Because there's times and seasons in God, and we need all the seasons
exactly.
to be mature, to have the character wow. to carry the gift.
It's powerful. I'm just getting a word for someone right mm-hmm. now, actually, and you have been in a difficult season, kind of you're relating to what's being said. You've been dry, and it's been difficult, and you have been feeling, well, my best days are behind me. There's nothing ahead. The Bible actually says that your latter glory yeah. will be greater than your former.
That's right.
And you just hang in there because mm-hmm. in this place of hardship, in this place of challenge, in this place where it just feels like you don't even want to go on, if you will embrace the goodness of God at this time and embrace that cross, the covenant blessings and the sure word of the Lord and the opportunity, the invitation to die to yourself, to that carnal nature, everything that resists God, and just lay hold of his goodness, I guarantee you will come into your finest hour. And this season is just about over. The pressure that you've been feeling is just about the highest pressure you're going to feel, and it'll start to turn in the other direction. So that word is for you. You know who you are, and you just receive grace right now to continue on. Your best years are ahead of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, you know something about that because of the trial that you've been through.
Yeah.
You know, 120 mm-hmm. days in your cave mm-hmm. of where, you know, because of, you know, recovering
right.
from a surgery.
Yes.
And with the complications and everything, you were left feeling somewhat dry, physically challenged, emotionally challenged, spiritually
inside.
Dead on the inside, but you embraced the cross.
You know what? Jesus is worth it all.
Yeah.
Jesus is worth it all.
Amen.
I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's like when, you know, Jesus gave a real hard word and he said, well, I have meat to eat that you don't know of. And they were like, wow, I don't know. And they kind of freaked out. And then they come to their senses and they go, and they don't leave. And Jesus goes, well, aren't you going to like turn away? And they go, you have the words of eternal life. Mm-hmm. This man, Christ Jesus, has the words of eternal life. I don't have any other options. Oh, of course I do. No, I don't. I already burned the bridges a long time ago, and so have many of you. And I have sworn to my own pain, I will praise the Lord no matter what. He's awesome. He's amazing. So maybe you feel like you're a Jonah. You've been on top of a hill. You've gone to a valley. You've gone on a ship. You got thrown off the ship. You're floating around in some water, and a big fish ate you up. And then that fish belunked down to the bottom of the ocean. And then what did Jonah do? When he got to the bottom of the bottom of the bottom, he praised the Lord, it says, in the belly of the fish. And then God speaks to that fish, tells him to rise up. Well, I have a word for some of you. Don't let go. Yes, the cross is the prophetic lifestyle. We each get to embrace the lifestyle of intimacy, the lifestyle of wisdom, and you can increase in the lifestyle of the spirit of revelation. And the cross is the prophetic lifestyle.
Amen. And you know, if we're going to go into this next season, yeah, which will have an acceleration of manifestation in the earth of the glory of God more than in any other time in mankind's history, then we better be ready, positioned, because if we aren't positioned properly with integrity of heart, embracing the cross daily, moving out of intimacy in our life, you know, just moral, even making good moral decisions and choosing to adore this word.
Come on, there you go. That's
choosing to live by this word and align everything to the word, not making up our own rules or
own
thinking,
standards.
Well, you know, I want the word to say this, so I'll just change it around a little bit and make say what I want it to. If we can align our character with God, and in this next season, oh my, I mean, I'm just starting to get, just in this last 24 hours, I have got download after download about this divine intelligence
thing. It's on me
thing.
Again right now.
I know, I can feel it on me right now too. But the lifestyle of the prophet is what's going to keep us. Because, you know, James, in past revivals, you and I have seen this. You see people getting the downloads from God and walking in it beautifully. It's authentic.
No, it's amazing.
Absolutely
phenomenal,
authentic.
Yes.
But if the character doesn't line up, everyone gets hurt.
Yeah.
Everyone gets hurt.
So there's a parable of two stars. There's the rising star that rises real fast that everyone sees. And sometimes, not always, sometimes they become the shooting star that falls in front of all. But there's a second star the Bible talks about. It's the North Star. And the North Star is that which is fixed for all time in eternity and gives navigation, has given navigation to all people in all periods of time. And it's their compass. And the psalm says, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I have a challenge for you right now. Do you have a fixed heart? Is your heart fixed on the moral standards of God's word? Do I pick up my cross daily and follow him? This is the lifestyle that is needed. By the way, there's an increase of hearing right now that's open, that's available. The deaf, dumb spirit is breaking off of some people as we just release this understanding of divine intelligence and the lifestyle of a prophet. And some of you are just saying yes and amen right at your own home, right where you live right now. And you're even going to record this, and you're going to watch it over and over and over, and just like there's hearing coming to people. Wow. Let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Amen. Listen, we want to prophesy over you right after this break. I just feel that there's some decrees, there's some insights that God is going to give us for you. So we'll be right back.
Are you called as a prophet? Lifestyle of a Prophet by James Gall is a unique, hands-on 21-day guide that will lead you into the heart of the prophetic calling, help you cooperate with heaven, and enable you to hear and speak God's voice clearly. To receive this book for $16 plus shipping, call 866-980-5464 and mention television offer number 334. Go online to patriciaking.com or text BLESS to 42828. Order today.
Hey, so there's somebody out there with glaucoma on your eyes. It's a film on your eyes. And sometimes we talk about surrendering your senses to the Holy Spirit. Well, sight is one of those, and that's a part of the prophetic. But right now, the Holy Spirit is going to like clear up this glaucoma, this film on the eyes, and there's a like blurred vision. And this is sort of like Jesus putting the mud in the people's eyes, and then they saw progressively better. And so I speak forth healing to glaucoma in the eyes. And for some of you, it's going to be progressive, but it's also a seer impartation into the prophetic visionary realm in Jesus' name. Amen. Receive that right where you're at.
There's a number of you watching right now that you are so hungry for this prophetic intelligence. And I sense the Lord saying to tell you that this is being poured out upon all flesh, which means young flesh, old flesh, female flesh, male flesh. It is like going to be available for everyone. It's almost like a canopy that's coming down out of heaven, that if you just reach up into it, it's yours. And even young babies are going to have, like, even children like less than 2 years of age are going to come out of their mouth is going to be divine intelligence. And there's some women right now, you're watching this program and you are pregnant. And the Lord is saying to put your hands on your belly and start praying over your child for an infusion, an impartation of divine intelligence. Because in this next generation, even as it says in Daniel chapter 4, or chapter 1 rather, and verse 4 and 17, that they were looking for the young men. They found four young men, the younger generation, that moved in this intelligence that was given to them by God. And so there's going to be a lot of intercession. Some of you that are intercessors, you're being called right now by the Lord prophetically to get into your place and decree that younger generation into their place, but even on the older generation, that it is being poured out in this time.
Now, I'm still on senses, so there's glaucoma, and I also talked about ears earlier, but somebody has a speech impediment, and I just speak by the grace and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say, be released.
Amen.
And your tongue will be free to release the praises of God.
Amen. Wow, I don't know about you, but I've been so excited about this program. I can feel the presence of the Lord and His invitation for us in this hour. A membrane is open now, and the floodgates of God's goodness are being released out of heaven toward you. And so start exercising that within your spirit. And remember this above all else, that God loves you with an everlasting love. And as He opens up this realm of divine intelligence, He will allow you to explore the depths of His love like never before. God bless you. We'll see you next time.